Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Managing Digital.
And we are recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community, 18 Kent Street West in downtown Lindsay. And with us today, we have Scott Stewart from Blow Stewart Travel. Hopefully I remembered that name of the company right. Welcome, Scott. Great to have you. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Hi. Well, Brian and Matt, thanks for having me. This is brilliant. And the fun part about this is that everything I think we're going to talk about today, you guys have been able to experience. So, so it's going to be able to bounce this back and forth. And it means a lot to, when we have the opportunity to talk about what we've been able to accomplish at the Peterborough Airport. And quite honestly, in our whole community. And catchment area, because we're all part and part of that whole regional aspect, right? It's fun when you already get that kickstart because you guys have experienced the product. So I am Scott Stewart. I'm the president of Blows and Stewart Travel Group. And under that umbrella, it was two family businesses that joined in 2019. We will celebrate 50 years in family business in 2024. And the Blows family, which is in the Stratford and London area, will celebrate 75 years in family business in 2024. So combined, we will be 125 years old next year.
Oh, wow.
So we're planning some fun stuff for that as well. And then COVID hit. So really, nobody ever knew we did this. It was an awesome opportunity to for two like-minded family businesses to merge. We had a lot of same similarities in business and scope. We were part of the CWT Carlson Associate Program in Canada. And the biggest thing for us during that time period is we were going to expand across Canada and put retail stores in all the provinces. And that was the other reason for our merger. Well, prior to that, we had the opportunity to do some fun things at Peterborough Airport. Had the opportunity back well over 10 years ago, I guess now, maybe just over 10 years ago, had the opportunity to go for a tour at Peterborough Airport after the investment, the $40 million investment of both federal, provincial, and municipal. And it just took a life of its own. And when I was down there for other reasons on this tour, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how can we take advantage of this? How can we take advantage of this opportunity? And that's really how the Peterborough Charters all came, not exactly right then, but a couple of years later. And yeah, that's kind of where we went.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you sort of had that thought working or you know, seeing the airport, seeing that investment and having that vision. Because I think, you know, Matt and I both went on the Vegas charter. That's why you're here. We reached out and we're like, we got to talk more about this. And especially for our small business crowd, like I think both of us just loved the whole experience, but almost everyone I talked to doesn't know about it.
Absolutely.
They didn't even know Peterborough could have jets.
Mm-hmm.
They thought we were like super rich and chartering ourselves. Like,
aren't you?
Private plane. Don't quite have that much money, but I think it's just a great opportunity. So to watch you do that, it like almost feels unbelievable. I remember seeing some of the first times I noticed the fly from Peterborough, and I remember thinking, oh, that must be, you know, crazy expensive or in a really bad plane or all of these things. And then I experience it and it's like, nope, like I want to do it. Like for every trip I ever go on again, I would be happy.
Especially now. You know, everything evolves. And if you've got the right basic idea and then you put the right team, and we've got an unbelievable team, both at the airport and downtown. And, well, quite honestly, throughout the old province of Ontario, where our retail stores, we've got four retail stores, Belleville, Peterborough, Stratford, and Toronto. We have 36 home offices throughout the province, so as far as Thunder Bay and Dryden.
Oh, wow.
Then we have another hybrid where we have people working in their homes because it's more convenient and they're productive. So why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a three pronged on that. So we've got a wonderful team, and everybody, because we created it, nobody was doing it before. Everybody feels it's their baby and they have personal invested in it. And they just all want it to succeed. And you know, that whole community first last year when we got back up and running again after COVID, and our whole marketing process and wanting to be able to do this, it was community first. So we were able to expand it yet again and be able to get control of the in-flight experience and all the food and all the beverages, and then make the donations to the Humane Society and stuff like that. So we were able to truly start even controlling more of that whole experience. And without the team, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think we should kind of tee up what this is and what the Peterborough Charters are, because we know what it is because we've been there, but anyone listening probably won't know. So I'll tee it up a little bit and you can jump in.
Absolutely.
But like, you're a travel agency, as people would probably mm-hmm. assume. You go to your website, there's a lot of just travel agency type stuff there, but then you also run these flights and trips out of Peterborough, the Peterborough Airport. And like Brian already said, when I heard about it, I think Brian told me, or on the radio, it was a combination of both probably. I was like, how's this going to work? I didn't even know that they flew planes out of there. My parents were very concerned about the plane that I was going on. They kind of, what kind of plane is it? Everyone asked, well, what kind of plane is it? Like, I don't know. It could be a 4-seater. It could be 1,000 seats. I am not a pilot. I don't care. I'm sure they know what they're doing. So you guys did last year, at least, and I don't know how many years you've done this, but you're doing chartered flights where you go to the airport in Peterborough, they put you on a completely safe, lovely plane, they fly you to the destination, they take you from the airport to your hotel. Hotel is part of that package. It's an all-inclusive travel experience, really. So mm-hmm. Did I miss anything on that? Or?
No, that's a great analogy right across the forefront. And we'll just concentrate on the whole Peterborough side of everything, or the Peterborough Airport on that. So we'd love to fly out of Lindsay. Yeah. Just unfortunately, the runway's not long enough.
Oh, really?
Right. So it's funny how everything is dictated by what the offering is of that airport.
Sure.
So reason why Peterborough was able to get all that government money, all three levels, was simply because it's the longest runway between Pearson and Ottawa. So it's a 7,000 foot runway.
Okay.
And that would allow a 737-800, which is the largest passenger aircraft that is able to land there. With a few more enhancements to that airport, then it could accommodate even larger aircraft than that. But there's some things that would need to happen before anything would do. One thing to keep in mind, too, was the official business plan of the city and the airport said that there would never be any passenger travel service out of Peterborough Airport. It was going to be a hub for primarily maintenance, flying colors, right?
Okay, yeah.
300 people work there. Seneca College and their flight school for pilots. And just general GA, we call it general aviation. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody, you know, really rich people that have these planes and they do all this stuff and they get to go. So we were behind the eight ball right from day one. But, you know, if you're a true entrepreneur and you and the numbers work,
yeah.
you see the vision and what's created. So it took us this last master plan now has passenger travel embedded into the official plan of the Peterborough Airport, which was one of the largest and most single important issues that I found and felt that we had to do, because we weren't getting the support that we needed from the airport because it wasn't part of the mandate.
Right.
So yeah. Everything that we able to do at Peterborough was both a benefit and a detriment to us, because we were wanting to expand the passenger service, but we had roadblocks all the time because it wasn't part of the official plan.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So everything that we did, we paid for ourselves. Everything. So when you experience anything there, whether it's technology, whether it's check-in, whether it's the set of stairs you guys walked up to get onto the plane, we purchased all of that stuff. And CBSA, Canadian Border Services, aren't at Peterborough Airport. So our company now holds the contract just for CBSA. Guard of security when you're getting in there, because you guys felt safe. You guys said, this is an actual airport. I'm going through the same process that I would at any normal airport. That, again, we hold the contract for that. We had to bring all of those people in. And it's been part of a kind of a make work project, because we knew what we wanted. We knew how we wanted to do this. And contracting those airplanes, to your point where your parents are saying, I don't know that I want you to go on this plane. Yeah, like, what are they like talking about?
A four-seater or something like that. Like, I'm certain it's not that.
And no.
I think also, too, like, maybe it's the word charters. Where that's why it's like, oh, we're fancy, we're rich.
Yeah.
It's no different than people that go to Cuba and Dominican and Jamaica, where you buy a package. It includes your flight, transportation from the airport to the hotel, and your hotel.
Exactly.
And that's like, it's a, that's a better word, I think, that doesn't make us seem so snooty. But like, and like you said, it's the same process. I do actually want to explain the process, because it's the same process as the airport, but infinitely better experience. Where
thank you.
It was incredible. It was just the greatest thing. And not to just steer down this path specifically, but like, I had never been to that airport. I had never seen it. I had no idea what it was. Brian used to work there out of an office there or whatever. So I got there. I'm like, okay, this is a real airport. This is legitimate. And we get in to the, for like right in the airport, and there's a big tent, and we don't even get out of our car. I think at that point, they kind of just checked us in. They asked like who we were. We showed our passports. We got checked in there. We drove to the next tent. At that point, we're still not out of the car. They check our passports again. They take our big, giant bags that I normally would not check on a plane, because they're going to get lost. And you know it's only going like 100 feet at this point. Okay. At that point, we parked. We walked like across the street. Basically, like, we couldn't have been more than 100 feet from our car to the terminal, I guess you'd call it. There's two people in front of us getting checked by two legitimate security guards.
Yeah, there was a whole table of confiscated stuff, just like at the usual airport.
Thousands of hundreds of lighters people thought that they could bring on. You walk into the turn, like, you go through that whole check-in process, so it's all, again, very legitimate, very safe. You walk into the terminal waiting area, you guys had coffee and tea and muffins and, like, just hanging out. It was, I didn't even mention, sorry, I gotta go back, because, like, this experience was great. I hate going to the airport, and everyone does, because it takes from Fourth Lakes an hour and a half on a good day, right?
Yeah.
And you got to be there 3 hours early. So that's a 4.5 hour addition to your trip. Our flight from Peterborough took off at 10. We had to be there at 9. I wanted to leave my house at 8:30. Brian is very much more diligent than me. So you have to like 8:15. But can you imagine going on a trip somewhere like far to
we
Vegas.
Went to an international trip. Picked you up at 8 in the morning.
For a flight that took off at 10.
And we had lunch in Vegas.
Yeah, and we were waiting around in the terminal too. Like, we got in there, it was like we're still just standing around for an hour. But then we get out there, we walk up to the plane, very easy, beautiful lunch tray, like best food I've ever had on an airplane in my life from Sobeys.
Yeah.
Beautiful sandwich and snacks and everything.
I had Bob Cajun beers.
Yeah, beer on there. Yep. I had a couple beers like from the Bob Cajun brewery. It's always a pain getting from the airport to the hotel. That was taken care of. I didn't have to think the entire time, which is a big thing for me. I love not thinking. And this was exactly what I wanted. We got to the airport, we got to the hotel. We couldn't check in yet, so like that was all taken care of with our bags. We get back, check in later that night, our bags are there. The whole experience was just fantastic. And it, like, hear me out, it ruined traveling for me. Because, like, I don't want to travel any other way. So it was, like, I guess just thank you, because it was the greatest traveling experience of my life.
No, thank you guys. And that's exactly what we want. So, you know what? The biggest reward we can get is somebody talking about this, giving us accolades, saying that our team was superb, friendly, everybody was knowledgeable, having two, we send two escorts, hosts, more hosts than escorts, on every trip so that they set up camp right in the lobby of the hotel. And you need anything, they're there. You don't need them.
Yeah.
You don't need them.
Yeah.
But they're there to help and do whatever it is that they can do to help that experience along the way. And more so now, too, we've been known for the package. But you can make it as independent as you wish. Mm. So you can buy air only and go and stay somewhere else. You can do anything you want, or you can buy the entire package.
Yeah.
And then, as you know, we offer tours. I think on that one we had the Leafs game.
Yeah,
Leafs
we were both playing. Went to the Leafs game, which was, I think, great. It was a bit late with the time change.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was the first night, too, I think.
We were a little tired, and I think the Leafs, I think, forgot how to play hockey that game.
Yes, they
the,
did.
The worst game of the season by far.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's the whole awesome part about is that you can be as independent as you want, or you can be as handheld as you want. And I think that that was always what we were trying to strive for, was ensuring that everyone had the best experience they possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could try to control and implement that process, then we could have the best chance of success.
Yeah, absolutely. I went away last week. I'm sorry. But
it's fine.
And I had a very good travel and airport experience. And that was a miracle.
Yeah.
And I knew it. Like, it was, I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, with hour and a half drive, parked, walked. It took me the 3 hours to get from the front of the airport to my seat. Like, by the time I couldn't check in on the app, they wouldn't let me check in on the app. So I had to check in, which was the worst.
Then
going through, was it security? Customs was an hour. By the time I got through it all, I walked right on the plane. But I just knew it was an absolute miracle that that happened. We get to Orlando, though, in the airport there. I was lost. It was a terribly marked airport. I didn't know where I was going. I went up and down the elevator a couple times trying to find my way out. That doesn't happen when you travel. It took all the thought out of traveling. Like, you just follow the group. They tell you where to go. This is like, go here, A, B, C. It was easy. And that's what I loved about it. So
yeah, for me, I get, I don't love travel. Some people love it. I'm always the guy who's like watching the time and looking for the signs. And, you know, and I remember, again, no thought. You kind of, as fast as we could walk off the plane, baggage, customs, there was people checking us in onto a bus. The bus took us right to, you didn't have to find an Uber or a cab or, like, I hate the how do I get from the airport to my hotel sort of game.
Yeah.
You know, we got right there. Again, they were crazy busy hotel. They had special luggage tags kind of ready. We put into, put the tag on, left our bags. We met your team in the lobby. They were like, oh, come at 4 o'clock to pick up your tag. And we just took off. I think my favorite part, though, was on the way home. It was be on the bus at 11, I think, was the time. And normally, my last day of a vacation, I would get up, stress about, well, what time do I have to leave? What time do I check out? How do I get to the airport? What if there's traffic? What if there's all these things? And sure enough, there was traffic. It was pretty busy leaving. But I remember at 10:20, I was like, I have 40 whole minutes. I'm going to go do another walk. So I like went out, enjoyed Vegas for another bit of time.
Yeah.
Grabbed my bag, got on the bus, kind of a few minutes to spare.
Yeah.
And left and didn't have to worry. There was a snag at the airport with their computers or something.
Yeah.
But what was good about that, it was like, if I was waiting for another plane, I would have been freaking out.
Absolutely.
And I was like, well, the plane's not leaving with all of us
standing
in line. So we just sort of like relaxed and chatted. And I met some other people who were on the flight. And I was trying to, like, you know, all of this sort of put a dollar figure to just what that's worth. I teach at Fleming. I teach economics sometimes. So sometimes it's fun to play these little mental games of like, what is that worth? Just that convenience, not having to think, to maximize my morning. Mm-hmm. You know, that morning, Matt and I actually had two breakfasts.
Oh, two breakfasts. <that morning.
laughs> We got up early, went to two different places. Like, it was a great, it was like a full day.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Like, it was really great. Whereas normally I would have been like, oh, I got to leave and, you know, stressed about these things. But yeah, it was just amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. Well, and you know, you guys both mentioned about that whole baggage process. And that was one of the key elements that we wanted to make sure was part and parcel of this whole experience, but not just when you leave, also when you come home. And, you know, to your point, you come up to our team and they're checking passports, they're checking documentation, they're handing you your boarding pass, and you're still sitting behind the wheel of your car.
Yeah.
You popped your trunk, we're taking your bags, we're putting your baggage tags on. You're not trying to figure out which part's the sticky part and run it through the handle. And oh my God, is that the right 3-letter code for that airport?
Oh yeah.
Right? All that stuff. So we're doing all of that for you. But more importantly, when you guys arrived home and you're sitting on the tarmac 50 feet from where your bag is.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. And it's like, God, just relax. It's going to take probably about 15 minutes before we're going to start letting anybody disembark. Our team has pulled every bag off of that plane.
Yeah.
They're all color coordinated. They're sitting in single row files.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to the green line. You know, you're going to the orange line and your bag's sitting right there and you're in and out of there in your car within 5 minutes.
It was wild. Yeah. You walked into that room and it was just like, oh, there's my bag right in front of me. It was sitting there. And kind of raced over the car and defrosted it. And we were home in like 35, 40 minutes.
For me, like I made the late night trip home from Peterborough lots of times and it felt normal. Like I was tired, but you know, I hate the ride home from Pearson. Like that's always the worst part of a vacation for me, which is another, we call it the peak end effect. Is you know, of a vacation, you remember the peak and then the end. So if you have a bad trip home, that's going to be a strong memory in your mind, which is why I hate that trip. And this eliminated that for me, which I think is really
interesting. That's awesome. Hey, you know what? Everything you guys are talking about, I just love hearing because it's what we've been trying to create. And quite frankly, it was all by accident.
Really?
All of it. We were celebrating our 40th year in family business, and at every milestone, we always did something special, you know, over the years. And we're sitting at our office downtown. We got the team. And we're saying, okay, my God, 2 years, we're going to have this great milestone. We better start thinking about what we're going to do. And during that same time period was when this visit was to the airport. And I'm thinking, okay, how could we make this happen? Passenger services had never existed. A 737 had not landed and there was no process.
Yeah.
There was nothing other than a square building. So, made a phone call. They said, absolutely. We want to do this.
Wow.
The hardest part was finding an aircraft and a company that wanted to work with us because nobody knew about Peterborough.
Yeah.
Nobody even knew Peterborough had an airport. Nobody knew anybody that they even had a 7,000-foot runway. Same thing that even people within the own community do. And that was our largest struggle, was just trying to get the word out to community and how were we going to get that so that everybody understood that there was actually an airport in your, that is the largest in the region.
Yeah.
And that was probably the biggest struggle. So when we came up with the idea to go to New York, and why it's the proverbial favorite, it was the first place we thought we would go. And we said, okay, if we can find an aircraft and go, why wouldn't we take 100 and some people and have a party sitting in Times Square on a rooftop and with family and friends and clients? And that's exactly how it started. Then we got that thing up and running. Well, when we launched it, we sold out in 24 hours, 136 seats.
Oh, wow.
We had people calling us from Florida who saw it on the Examiner and being able to say, I have to be on that. And we said, making history. You want to be part of history, be part of this. So then we put a second plane on and we had that one sold out within 7 days. Wow. So now all of a sudden, we thought we were going with 100 people. We now have 300 people on a rooftop in New York City.
Oh, wow.
For it. And we said, okay, maybe there's something here.
Maybe we need some planes.
So we, yeah, so we diligently put that more expanded business model. Okay, well, truly, what is our catchment area?
Yeah.
And it's a lot larger than people think.
Oh, I think even just bypassing Pearson, like people.
Yeah. So come to it's amazing. And having our own distribution channel that we control ourselves, meaning selling the tours.
Yeah.
We also have a wholesale license in the province of Ontario. Mm-hmm. So we sell to other travel agencies who now purchase onto our flights as well. It's like more the merrier, really. Once we sat and said, oh my gosh, New York clearly is the one. And I can remember standing on that rooftop announcing where we were going to go the following year. And we had two destinations, yeah. I thought, right? And the big one for that same period was New Orleans.
Yeah.
And we're standing on the rooftop. Everybody's got a drink in their hand. Everybody's celebrating. That was sold out the next morning.
Oh, yeah. I care. Right. Yeah.
And New Orleans is a place that everybody's wanted to be and go to, but it's not the easiest place to get because you can't get there direct most times.
Yeah.
You have to change planes. So having a direct plane going down and out of Peterborough, and they just experienced what we had done. And my gosh, if you can imagine, that was 7 years ago, bringing it to where we are today.
Yeah.
You know, they loved it 7 years ago, and we've only been able to make it better.
Yeah. You take the thought out of travel for everything else I described, but you take the thought out of like, okay, where do I want to go? So like, hey, here's the destinations, and do you want to go to any of these places? You're like, well, yeah, I do want to go to New Orleans. Why wouldn't I want to do that? I do want to go to Austin, Texas. Why would I not want to do that? You just literally take the thought out of the whole travel experience, which is incredible. Yeah. What's the part that you think people are most excited about? Is it the destination? Is it the experience? Is it the convenience? Is it not having to drive to Toronto? What do you think is the biggest part?
Sure. Yeah, no, I would say that it's probably a different one for those that have either never traveled with us or have traveled. If they have traveled, it's the whole experience at the airport, getting on the plane, being able to be in destination by lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? With no headache. For those that have never traveled with us, it's not that part first, it's the destination.
Yeah.
Because they don't know the experience that they're going to have. Mm-hmm. So I would say that that's probably the best way. And then now, having so many people travel with us over that period of time, excluding the 2 years of COVID, it's people wanting to get rid of that whole 4 hour drive experience, yeah. And being at the airport, Pearson Airport, 3 hours prior to a flight or 2 hours, depending on where you're going. And then am I going to get my bag when it comes back off of a turnstile? And there's 15 turnstiles in Pearson Airport in one terminal, let alone two terminals or three terminals, let alone another destination out of Pearson's in a whole different hangar altogether. And you got to take a bus to get there.
Yeah.
At Pearson. Right. Yeah. So everything's, simplified. And I can remember sitting there with the team when we were trying to create how are we going to give this experience stuff that we as travel advisors had experienced ourselves, and what was the best part, and being able to control and create all the systems. So spending lots of money on IT. So to your point, you know, I drove onto the airport and this lady stops me. I roll down the window. She's got an iPad and I was literally checked in.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Matt, you're here. Perfect. You got your passport? Yes, I do. Perfect. Just go on to our tent now. And you're going to roll down and the rest of the team. Well, they already know you're there,
yeah.
Because you're already checked in. Your boarding pass is sitting there ready. You hand out your window, your passport. We confirm all the information. We grab your bags from you and you go and park. And that whole process takes 5 minutes?
Yeah, not even.
Not even.
We had no one in front of us. Because I knew the lines from having an office at the airport. I remember on destination day, sometimes people would be, you know, lined up early. And I was like, well, I know that they're going to be there. So, like, why not roll in, like,
yeah.
You know, not late, but, like, a reasonable
yep.
time, which, yeah, was amazing. you know, our audience is small business owners, and I keep thinking about like opportunity cost. So it's important to get away from your business mm-hmm. and have a break.
Yeah.
It's so hard to decide where to go. Now you got to plan a whole trip, mm-hmm. all of these things. These are like, I think most of them are Thursday to Sunday.
They are. Yeah.
So, you know, and they're morning, you come back that night. So it's like the days are efficient that you're off. You're not thinking about anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay for, if you're going to Pearson for early flight, some people drive down the night before and they get a hotel and parking and shuttle bus, just all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So like, to me, it's a bargain to like, when you factor that your own time in, you know, it's great time. You're not taking, you're, you know, 2 days away from your business mm-hmm. versus maybe having to be flexible or, mm-hmm. or missing half a day or just all of those things. Like, I think it's a great value.
Well, thanks for saying that too. And that would be one of the biggest compliments we're getting, is we take that whole process away.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I don't have time right now because it's my busy season to take a full week.
Yeah.
Or maybe I've only get 2 weeks holidays. And if we're all in small business and, hey, you know, I've been there for almost 40 years now.
Yeah.
I think I had 10 weeks holidays that I might take a week.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's so hard to get away. And people are saying, Scott, are you coming with us? Well, no, because I'm carrying your bags in yeah. both directions.
Yeah.
And it's pretty hard for me to carry your bag when I'm sitting on the aircraft. But it has been really relevant on that Thursday to Sunday, so that you can, and that was our whole plan. You can leave at 10 o'clock in the morning and you can be having lunch in an outdoor cafe somewhere.
Yeah.
Within a couple hours. And the same coming home. You know, our flights coming home are generally about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Vegas was a little different just because of the sheer length of that flight.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit earlier, but generally we're not even leaving the hotel until noon, 1 o'clock to fly back to Peterborough. And being able to have that whole experience and parking your car in a secured area, right? At no cost, because that's all included. Right? So that's all that lovely meal that you talked about on the plane, all locally sourced.
It was great.
Made that morning.
Yeah.
We're picking up that they're in there making 150 meals at 2 a.m. We're picking it up at 6:30 in the morning. We're loading it onto the plane. Being able to get Bob Cajun, being able to get Publican and their beverages on board. Black's Distillery, local distillery company with the vodka and the gin, being able to get that on board. Sandbaggers, the local company making that beverage drink now, being able to get those all on there. Mm-hmm. And it people are seeing there, it's like, oh my God, it's like a piece of the community is with me, and I'm in Las Vegas or I'm in Austin, Texas, or I'm in St. John's, Newfoundland, right? And that was a big one for us last year. And because it's the Thursday to Sunday, our demographic from an age, and you guys probably saw that, right? Like, the age demographic is so broad.
Yeah, it was all over the place.
Right? You've got singles, you've got families, you've got retired people, you've got anything and everything. And I know Nashville, for example, and we're going back again because it's like the hottest destination. I can't believe after going there twice last year, we don't normally do that, right? We'll leave the earth. But as you guys know, we listen to the people that are on those aircraft. Mm-hmm. And there's a survey that you filled out before you got off that.
Oh yeah. Now all the ones I wrote down were on the list, which just seems like I maybe a little bit random, or I wanted other places, but
But you guys were dead on.
Yeah.
People wanted all of those popular destinations back again because, one, they haven't traveled in so long.
Yeah.
Right. They wanted to get to those destinations, and it doesn't matter if you go to New York City once or 10 times.
Yeah.
New York City is a destination that you can go as many times as you want and never do the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Right. Whether it's culinary or food or whatever it is. So that part of it's been really really awesome. But the Nashville, you know, you've got bachelorette parties going on that. You've got, we had just the year COVID hit us. We had, so that would have been May of, we were in May of 2020. We had an entire wedding getting married. Get this. So we have an events company as part of our thing as well. My sister takes anywhere from 6 people to 1,000 people away.
Wow.
And incentive, corporate incentives, business incentives, all that sort of stuff. So we kind of know what we're doing. So some people we knew wanted to go to New Orleans, but they wanted to get married. We said, no problem. We set up their entire wedding at the airport in Peterborough, in the Lumex building on the second floor, organized all of it. And they had 80 people traveling to New Orleans with them on that first departure of COVID. So when I'm saying the demographics is unknown, the business unknown, family's unknown, we've had people wanting to get married. We're going to accommodate you any way we possibly can. Obviously it didn't happen because of COVID, but we were pretty excited about that one.
That's awesome. Yeah. Exciting. We'll want to just wrap up on two very quick stories of things I overheard sort of on the bus, and they were sort of mistakes or mishaps, and I was just impressed how they were handled. So one guy's luggage didn't make it out of his car to Vegas, and you know, I think what I heard was, you know, someone went to find it, tried very hard to ship it to him in Vegas, you know, FedEx sort of messed up. But just overall, you know, seemed as happy as one could be with something like that happening. So I think just knowing that that person didn't have to wait on the phone for 8 hours on hold trying to sort out these things. Like it was like, hey, we took care of it. And then the other one I heard was, I think someone had like a flat tire or something with their car on the parking lot or something. I didn't hear, but the staff like fixed it for him, got it arranged to have it fixed so that by the time they landed and came back, you know, that was fixed for them. So again, I don't know the details. I might've messed those up, but just,
no, like, you're bang on. Thanks for mentioning
overheard.
That.
Overheard. So like, those are those little things where, you know, it just gives you so much trust in the whole process that, you know, it's been, it's a great business case on like how to have an idea. You know, you talked about, you know, controlling the whole experience, you know, your years and years of experience and understanding customers is just a great thing as a business. And then it's a great product.
Thank you. And, you know, when you're talking about the product, Brian, we're so excited about this year. We're bringing in the largest passenger aircraft that's ever to land at Peterborough, and that's a 737-800. The range on this now will make a massive difference. I don't want to talk about 2024 and 2025 and onward, but being able to elevate ourselves into even larger aircraft with longer range, I think the listeners will probably figure out that we'll be going longer and farther. And that 800 series now will have 186 people on every aircraft. Still sending appropriate staff, still making sure that everything's looked after and still doing what it is that we're needing to do and must do. It won't be us that pushes this forward. It'll be the community and the entire region that pushes it forward. We're only the conduit that puts it together, but it'll be the community's demand that says, hey, you know what? We have to get this. We have to get this 12 months a year. I want to be able to fly out of this region and go direct to Cancun. I want to be able to fly out of this region and go to Costa Rica, or I want to fly out of this region and I want to go to Europe.
Yeah.
And all of that's possible, but we just need to keep building it and get there. We will, with the support from our entire region.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Where are you going this year, 2023?
Yeah, so we're starting off with the tried and tested, and it's New York City, because holy cow, everybody wants to go there. And it's a Blue Jays weekend. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're there for 3 straight days. So that's awesome. A lot of people are signing up just to go to the ball game. And then 2 weeks later, we're in Austin, Texas, which is a brand new destination. Both basically the music capital of the world, because it's both country, it's jazz,
it's
rock, it's everything, plus the whole culinary side of that one. And it was asked for a lot.
Oh, good.
So that was yeah. one why we threw that in there. St. John's in June. It's sold out already.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it sold out fast, because I think I inquired about a single flight, and then immediately it was like,
but sold when out. I say that, we're only in January.
Yeah.
So you can still wait list. So if people cancel, it's great. And the other advantage on that one was, let alone the East Coast in itself, NASCAR, the Pinty Canadian NASCAR series is running that weekend as well. So that's another reason to be there. Boston in August, again, another fan favorite, being able to go. Boston's in town. The Jays weren't. But you've got everything else that Boston has to offer. And it's a very, very historical city. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Walking around that place, you just get lost in the whole historical aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And then back to Nashville again in September. And that one, I think we're down, Nashville in September, I think we're down to about the last 10 rooms.
Oh, wow.
So it's going, but there's still lots of space available. And I encourage anybody, if they're thinking about it, just, go to bstvacations.ca, pick up the phone and call us. We can accommodate, and you can register right online.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's been great conversation. Check them out online. And if you'd like to be on the podcast or have any thoughts, you can send us an email to setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.